Thanks for the weekend. Thanks for everybody and for the week, for everything. You guys are awesome. Amen, amen. Second Corinthians chapter 4, verse 14, verse 13. Second Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13. The attitude of the miraculous, actually part 2. There's an attitude, there's a disposition that the believer must have towards the miraculous. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 13. We have in the same spirit of faith. Are you there? Are you there? Come on. We have in the same spirit of faith according as it's written, I believe, and therefore have I what? Spoken, so also we believe, and therefore we speak. Amen. Say there's no believing without speaking. Say we make sense in our speaking. So like we said in the last one, please always have a good attitude of revising your notes, especially when it's still an ongoing series, and you're coming to church, just as for today, you have just listed, look at a note on, can the Bible be wrong, and this one, both of them, you look at both of them, because you don't even know the side that the Son of Man will come, the path that the Son of Man will come with again today. So you always have that good attitude of going through. If you have data, if you can listen again on live stream, since the audio is not yet available, you do that. Romans chapter 10, say we prevail. In our communication. Say we make God sense. Say we make God sense in our speech. Romans chapter 10, verse 8. But what says it, the word is near thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, you can see mouth is in verse 8, verse 9 again, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth again the Lord Jesus, and shall believe that in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be what? Saved. Verse 10, for with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So, let me take a little break from what I'm saying. I know you must have asked several people who would have been telling you that, okay, what all this you are saying is not so. Faith without work is nothing. Where's your work? Where's your work? It's not just faith. It's faith and work. Well, tell them that actually the context of James chapter 2, yes, that faith without work there is called love amongst brethren. Are you with me? Faith without works in James 2 is love amongst brethren. That means a brother comes to you, say, I don't have stuff. So faith has different definitions. Faith is not the same. Faith at times could mean your love work. Faith at times could mean the fight of faith. Faith at times could mean the defense of doctrine. Faith could mean the Christian life. Faith must be explained in what context? Are you with me? So, but the universal work of faith is your confession. That's what I'm to say. Like for instance, the work of faith in James 2 is actually giving. But if you actually read what he said there, he said you don't only pray for him, right? You also give to him. That means even before the giving, what have you done? You prayed. So if let nobody bamboozle you that no, your own work, your own faith has no work. The universal work of faith. That means once I have faith, what will people see? People will see me speaking correctly. People will see me making sense in my speaking. People will see me making God sense in my speaking. God sense.
So back to Romans chapter 10, verse 10. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be what? Ashamed. Verse 12. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. Verse 13. Want to go? For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Hallelujah. Say words spoken to me that I receive, that I echo back, brought me salvation. That's the point. Words brought us salvation. Words brought us salvation. So also, our words determine the course of our entire Christian life. Your words determine the course of your entire Christian life. Show me a man that walks in power, that knows to control his appetite. It's a man full of good words. Much good words. A man that knows to control his appetite. A man that flows in the power of God. A good Christian is a Christian that speaks correctly. That means you have good things always in your mouth. You have God's word always on your lips. Then he told you, said, this book of the Lord shall not depart out of where? Thy mouth. For you shall meditate therein. That means you, in your meditation, you are speaking. You are speaking. We are not you know this church of mormons, right? How they meditate is no, that's not your own meditation. That is Ekan. Okay, so they said their own prayer is you just. I don't understand that. Amen. That is even if you have read Bible alone, you say some people are destroyed from mormoning in Numbers. So it's not mormon. It's not meditation. It's not you speak out. Amen. It's not where you are. It's not from my belly. Some people say groaning in the spirit is when you are doing. That's not groaning. Amen. You are dramatizing like a Jew. So a man that walks in power is a man full of good words, much good words. See, a man that belittles words is a failure waiting to happen. If you don't speak, or you do say nothing, you are a failure waiting to happen. No, it's not me. It's not a cause. It's fact. You don't speak anything, or you just live your life. You just hear God's word. We are saying now that God is not the one that keeps Pharaoh. You want to happen as a failure. That's the point. You speak God's word. What you have learned, you speak it. You know why the Bible says actually Bishop how do they put it again? Say they that know how to use the office, they that use the office of the bishop well, purchase to themselves a great degree of what? Boldness in the faith that is in Christ Jesus. Why do you think he says that? Because a man that is a bishop, that means he has oversight over people. That means he has more ability to what? To speak out more. That's why I tell you one major way that you can, the easiest way you can make anybody become better, anybody that is already serious to become better, is to give him responsibility over people. But once you have responsibility over people to teach, to preach, to impart, you will naturally become better. Because now you are communicating what you have learned. You are speaking out what you have received. Are you with me? That's why don't shun away from responsibility. Don't shun away from the in-house responsibility. Don't shun away. Don't say, don't duck down. Don't say, no, I'm no. You don't play ability right now. Pastor Moyo, we call it humility. You understand? Humility. That is humility. You say, come on, lead prayer. Say, well, Pastor, prayer. How long? Just 10 minutes. 10 minutes. Imagine. Well, what if you say 3 hours? Say words controls our life. So, and this is the point. If you don't control your life, it will control you. If you don't control your life, it will control you. Things that you don't want, things that you are more than will mess you up. Attitudes, habits that you are actually more than will so much mess you up. If you don't give your life a direction, it will direct you. Time and chance will help you out. You ask my wife since I met her years ago. This is exactly what I've always been praying about. I will serve God. I will have my own time for ministry. I have always been praying about this. These are my words. Maybe things are not better than this, but this is all I could see. Amen. Sorry for that. James chapter 3, verse 1. Our words controls the course of our life. Don't be taciturn. Don't stop having quiet days, quiet weekends. Stop thinking. Don't think the power of God. Speak the power of God. Yes, don't say my environment will look like they will deem me an extremist, or they will look at me as I'm weird. Yeah, be weird. Please be weird. It's better you to be weird than for you to be begging them for things again tomorrow. Shut the course of your life right now with your words. At times, where I work, at times I do night duty. And one primary thing I love about the night duty is that we have less maintenance activities, we have less walks up and down, we have less running up and down. But I will be doing. But of course, there is much moving up and down. So in that night, as I'm just going, and thank God, there's no phone. There won't be phone distraction in that environment. I just moving up and down, speaking. I was speaking for 7 hours before the night. Of course, I'm doing my work, but yet I'm speaking. Just give me a neutral environment, like in this whole complex, and I may be the only one there, for more than that, I may be the only one there just moving up and down, speaking. Sometimes some of you are in your place of work, you have an office to yourself, and yet, you are doing like this. Take advantage of that privacy. Amen. I say James chapter 3, okay, this one, my brethren, being not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation, for in many things we offend all. If any offend not in words, the same is a what? Perfect man, and able to redo the whole body. Can you see that? Can you see that? Say words can control the body. Say the body only behaves anyhow when it sees no words. That's the point. That's when the body just go haywire. Yes, I know we are still on the axis of the miraculous. I will zero in very soon. Behold, we put beads in horses' mouths that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold, also the sheaves, which though they be so great, are driven of fierce wind, yet are they turned about with a very small end, whithersoever the governor listeth. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth, and the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members. It defies the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature, and set it on fire of hell. We have seen that already, that even the man going to hell is going to hell because of his words against the gospel. Verse 7, for every kind of beast, and of birds, and serpent, and of things in the sea is tamed, and has been tamed of mankind, but the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. That means telling you that what the tongue says, it we see. Verse 9, therewith we bless God and even the Father, and therewith we curse women, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same man proceeded blessings and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be so. Amen. Amen. See, my mouth is not full of blessings and cursings. 11. Does a fountain sent forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can the fig, my brethren, be a olive tree and a vine, figs, and can the fountain both yield salt water and fresh? So, who is a wise man and endure with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good word conversation. How do you show your work? Out of a good conversation. His works with meekness of wisdom. Can you see that? You show your works out of a good conversation. You show you are a Christian out of a good conversation. If you are bitter, envying, strife in your heart, glory not and lie not against the truth, this wisdom descended not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envy and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first what? Pure, peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruit, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Hallelujah. Say, I hold the steering of my life. Matthew chapter 12. I hold the steering of my life. My words controls my life. Don't say, don't worry, I am good. Say something. Don't assume you are good. Say something. Even when you are good, speak that you might become better. The 90% of the problems that we tell people, Baba help me, or God uncle help me, so help me. You would have helped yourself if you have shattered the course of your life with your words. You shattered it with your words. And some people always help me. There are some people, once you see their call, you know that this is to beg for something. Once you just see their WhatsApp message, just don't open. That should not be you. That should not be you. I don't know if you have somebody like that. Everybody. You don't have. I want to just see their message. Say, ha, Morogo. Nothing, there's no value that we add is to take value. Say, I can control the course of my life. Even Jesus almost took it to the extreme. He said this very key, Matthew chapter 12, not extreme anyway, and it's the first, verse 35, a good man out of the what? Good treasure of the earth bringeth forth good things. Christians ask good treasure, but Christians, they don't, most of us, we don't bring out good things. You have good treasure, yes, bring out good things, that the acknowledgement, epitome of your faith might be, that the communication of your faith might be what? Made effectual by the acknowledgement of every good thing that is in you. Good things are in you, but you must make them effectual. You must bring, you must act, not you must speak. You must speak. Also, that's one thing I also like about evangelism. Actually, what you're actually doing in evangelism, you are also speaking about your identity. Because as you are sharing your faith with somebody, you are also being persuaded further about who you are. Amen. You must have a speaking life. So, an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things, but I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment, for by thy words thou shalt be what? Justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Hallelujah. So we walk in dominion with our words, in dominion. Justification. If you will not stop speaking, angels will not stop walking. It's not about telling, it's not about saying no, angel this, go and fight to do, angel this, go and do this. No, that's not the point. But speak God's word. Angels, they're acting to the word, they're acting to the voice of the word. As you speak God's word, they do their work. That's their work. By the time you are focusing on angels straight away, then you are already shortchanging yourself. You're already going to angel worship. I'm coming to that in can be wrong very soon. You're already going to angel worship. You don't face angel. This angel face the word. Your business is you are a son. Amen. Amen. Imagine a king shouting on his subject. Subject, you do this, do this, do this. You are not, that means you don't know what you have. Just speak the word. Whatever is available, they will carry it out. Angels, they don't want to focus on them. Right now, because in redemption, they have changed. In that Revelation 19, verse 10, John, after that one has showed him plenty things. Say, angel, I worship you. Say, no, don't do it. Stop doing this thing. They have been doing this thing from the Old Testament. Stop this thing. Stop this thing. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is what? Spirit of prophecy. Anybody that is telling you that there's an app that I used to listen to God's word. Study Bible with my system at work. That's once I open that app, there's a pop-up by the side. They ask you, do you know the name of your angel? Click to find out. Have you seen it before? You have clicked before. I think you have clicked before. Please. So what's the name of your angel? Can you tell us? By the time they give you one Cinderella Hallelujah. No, you don't need all that. You don't need all that. Amen. Praise God. Say, I have thousands of them. So how many do you want to cram their names? Maybe the one you are even calling, that is one that is not available. He went to eat. That's an innumerable company of angels. It's unbelief to not be mentioning one name. When I told you how many? Innumerable. That's Hebrews 12. Okay, say, I will not stop speaking. And angels, they don't stop walking. So when you learn about the goodness of God like this in our series about some people are thinking that all these things that we are teaching about the character of God is just for you to just say, God is good. No, it's for you to speak better. It's for you to be more persuaded in your speaking. Knowing that God is good, I receive good things in life. Knowing that God is good, I charge for the ministry. Knowing that God is good, I take territories for Him. I know that I am never condemned. Elder or tail, I always win. Amen, amen, amen. Take that extra step. You get home, you go through your notes, you speak, you think about the good God. You think about Him. Oh, we are going to think so much about the goodness of God in this church. Just give us time. We are wrapping up slowly. John 1, Job 1, verse 5. We have seen of Job. His words short-circuited the power of God. His words, not his conduct. His words short-circuited the power of God. Job 1, verse 5. And it was so, when the days of their feasting was gone about, that Job sent and sanctified them and rose up early in the morning. Even there was no law of Moses here. An offering, burnt offering, according to the number of them all. Imagine. 20 something of them in one burnt offering for each guy. For Job said, it may be that my son have both sinned and caused God in the heart. Imagine, it may be, should in case. Being careful, being fidgety does not equate to being correct. Fear is not the way. Being afraid, being, hey, what if? What is it about what if? It's about, I have the spirit of faith, I believe, therefore I speak. I know what I want. Are you with me? Now say, this Job did continually. Imagine. This Job did continually. And see the meaning. The meaning of verse 5 is verse 6. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. Satan will have to come. Because angels cannot act on what Job said. The one that can act on it, he came. Angels came to attend to his confession. Say, they check. Say, everything that Jesus Baba is saying, there is no work for us here. Ross! I know we have not talked since the Garden of Eden. Come. Somebody has a duty for you. And you know, angels can be funny. So that was what happened. So it's not about what you speak once in a while. Is that thing that you believe that I've said this Job did continually? It's not really about when you just make a joke, maybe on TV, and one angel will now be pushing you with stick, or one demon, no, come on, have righteousness, consciousness, okay? Are you with me? So, see verse 12. And the Lord said unto Satan, that's not your God, that's an angel. Behold, all that he hath is in thy power. How come? How did all Job out become Satan? All Job's position get to Satan's land? Through his words, through his confession, seeing consciousness. Yo, all that he had is in thy power, only upon thyself put not thy hand, because his confession has not really gone that bad. And when the evil happened, see Job's word again. That is chapter 1, verse 20. Then Job arose, and what? He rent his clothes, his mantle, and shaved his head, and fell down upon the ground and worshipped, and said what? Naked come I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return. Because he came with the placenta. The Lord was gave, and the Lord was taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So what happened? They came together again. Yeah, I said on that one, though. Come. Because what he said, chapter 2, verse 1, and there was a day, the same day, when the sons of God came to present themselves. And who came again? Satan came again among them to present himself before the Lord. So angelic activities, now listen to this. Angelic activities are more rampant around believers. Are you with me? Now, you can be saying there's an unbeliever around me that is saying all manner of rubbish and he's not seeing all these type of things, but why is it that it's me? Angelic activities are more rampant. They are active, more around believers. You have a strong angel affinity. You get what I'm saying, brethren? So, don't compare yourself with somebody beside you that is not doing anything, that is, all of you, you went for past Christmas. You don't say, I go die. Say, me too, I go die. Hey, He has nobody attending to his work. You have so much. They will. do you get what I'm saying? I'm not saying angels don't attend to unbelievers. I'm saying the activities are more rampant around believers. So your words, either positive or negative, they carry weight. They carry weight. See chapter 2, verse 6. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, he is in Dian. How come? His previous confession. He is already in your hand. Then, like it's not enough. Job sowed and that's it again. And the devil is ready for us. Part 3. See chapter 2, verse 9. Look at your Bible. Job 2, verse 9. Then said his wife unto him, does thou still retain thy integrity? Curse God and die. I don't understand. Okay, verse 10. But he said unto her, thou speakest as one of the foolish women. That's correct. As one of the foolish women speaketh. That's correct. But see what? Shall we receive good at the hand of the Lord, and shall we not receive what? Evil. And God knew that this guy, the next blow will be death. He will not survive. What did he do? Quickly, all his friends, all the world men around him, please go, 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 Job, go, 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 please. And when all those ones refused to make sense, God found a way out for him. Until he changed his words. And Bible says, God turned away the captivity of Job after he has prayed for his friends. He changed his words. He said he now has a new he has a new pattern of speaking. Praise God. Praise God. Come on. Isaiah 45. So you cannot afford an empty container too. Don't say, but I'm not saying evil. But you say something. Say something. You must put something good there. Or else, time and chance will help you out. Or else, the will of another man will help you out. Isaiah 45, verse 11. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Bate sokovanta kaprante zuba katate yende koste bate ke randa. 45, verse 11. Thus said the Lord. Come on, I want you to read this one with me. For his mercies endure forever. Amen. For his mercies endure forever. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. In thy glory be to God. In the iron. Amen. Sing for his mercies, you're right forever. Amen. Echoing for his mercy, and you're right forever. Amen. 45 verse 11. Let's read slowly. Want to go? Thus said the Lord, the Holy One of Israel and his Maker, ask me of things to come. Concerning my sons, and concerning the work of my hand, command ye me. Now, hold on. If you check the Hebrew connotation, the last ye me is not there at all. There's no Hebrew word for it. So, he's saying, concerning the works of my hands, command. Aya. Say everything that God has made, or say everything that is made, can be commanded. You know why? You know why they can be commanded? How did they come into being? Huh? The things that are, how did they come to being? By words. They came by words. If they came by words, they can be altered by words. Imagine. You know, we have some expert in that you should meditate upon. Joshua stood upon. He said, hey, son, stand still. Why would the son obey? The son was created by words. Not by radioactive station, not by bulldozers or us, no rockets and the rest, no. By words. Thank you. He said, concern me the works of my hand, command. The human body falls into this category. You tell your body, you are not going to get it. How can you be 21 years old and you are the wrinkles all over your face? They are.
Sorry.
So learn to ask, learn to command, learn to speak. Don't wait for desperate times. Please, write that down, please. Don't wait for desperate times. Do you know why? Desperation amplifies doubt and unbelief. In that time, once something has almost caught you at the edge, you are almost desperate. It's not because at such time God did not want to answer, but you are farther from faith naturally. Do you get it?
Oh God.
It is difficult to pray without anxiety when things are tough. And for you to get your prayers answered, it demands that you pray without anxiety. You get that point? It is difficult to pray without anxiety when things are tough. And check that Philippians chapter 4.
I want to be fast. This is a very short one. 10 minutes, I'll be done.
Check Philippians 4. Please, check. 5. Let your moderation be known to all men. Means be mild to all men. The Lord is at hand. Verse 6. Be careful for what? Nothing. But in everything, with what? By prayers, supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall what? Keep your hearts and mind through Christ Jesus. So, one, in fact, before you pray at all, we are still coming to Ephesians, we pray in Philippians 2, before you pray at all, deal with anxiety. Or better still, pray up the anxiety before you pray for what you want. Before you pray for what you want, first pray up anxiety. First take up doubt, take up unbelief. Then you can now focus. So that is why it looks like when most people, I will give you a way out. When most people are in a desperate situation, you are in a labor room, you have labored for 9 days and it is not coming out. No, she can't pray for herself again. And that is why we have this secret in the Bible. James chapter 5. What?
I don't know what you are talking about.
James 5.
See, that is why we have a body.
James 5 verse 13. Because at times things will happen that you are also clinging in a corner. That is why you have a brother. Now, James 5 verse 13. Is any among you afflicted? Let him what? Pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Okay. First thing I say, is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders. What? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him and let him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. Okay, hold on. Compare verse 13 and verse 14. Look at your Bible, everybody. Say, is any afflicted? Let him pray. Now say, is any sick among you? Let him call for people. What's the difference? Inspiration? Huh? That means sickness is stage 2 of affliction. That means, sickness can should be, I mean, sickness should naturally be affliction. Abi? Huh? But when it now gets to a stage that you cannot help yourself again, then you are sick. Then what do you do? Call Pastor Ezekiel. Are you with me? Verse 6:15. Want to go? And the prayer of faith shall what? Save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he had committed sins, they shall be forgiven. That's talking about sins. We did not sin to God. It's sin, like, if, you know, sin brother to brother. That's what he's saying in verse 16. Read 16. Want to go? Confess your fault one to another and pray one for another that you may be what? Healed. So, you are, that is just like forgiving one another. It's not confessing your fault to God. It's, sorry, Pastor, sorry, I have not checked on you for the past 3 months. I'm sorry, sir. Can you, so, because we are reconciled, now we can what? We can pray together. Are you with me? Thank you. So, he now said the effectual fervent prayer. Effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So, when things happen, and it looks like anxiety will not allow you to pray, well, what should you do? What should you do? Find someone to agree with you. That's the reason for the prayer of agreement. It's not that when we two people hold hands together, the power of God will just get amplified. No, that's not the point. The power is, whether it's one man that is praying, the power is upabalu already. It's too much. Whether it's two, it's upabalu. Whether it's other powers, it doesn't make it more. But what will happen? Let me explain this way. You are desperate for something. Especially, have you ever had, what has that to take here before? No, one did that thing, did it very well. You can't pray. The thing comes with almost paralysis. You paralyze half of your head. Oh God. Your eyes will be paining you. Oh, Pastor Ezekiel, you have an experience. Yeah, now imagine if there is no dentist. All maybe you are in one NYC camp, or you are in one bush where they have to send you to. No phone call self. There's nothing you can do. But you have a believer. Now you can't pray again. You are down. Now you are sick. You are no longer afflicted, though. You are sick now. That's it. You get this now? Now you are sick. So the other guy that you tell to agree with you. Not because, it's not that he does not feel pity for you, but because he is not the one directly affected, he will be able to what? Pray with confidence and boldness. That's the secret in praying for one another. For instance, if, of course, it won't happen. If maybe you're on gunpoint on express one day, you're on gunpoint, and you quickly send text. Okay, is that pray gunpoint? No, now me, I'm on gunpoint. You are feeling fidgety, you are feeling fearful and rest. But she is not on gunpoint. Are you with me? And the power you have, she has. Praise God. So she will be able to make same power available. So, why are you unable to make power available? Is it God not answering you? Anxiety. That is why the people that die quickly are the people that cover their problem. They bottle everything. Of course, as he is praying with you, you do your best to cooperate with the power of God. Of course, yes. But yeah, the prayer of faith will save the sick. Praise God. Hallelujah. Is that clear? So it's not that the prayer of some men of God get answered one and some. No. But when you're not the one directly involved, you'll be able to pray with confidence, with boldness. So what I'm here to say to you this morning, under the attitude of the miraculous, is we must learn to bear one another's burden. We must learn it. We must learn it. It's easier than individuals bearing such a load. We must learn to bear one another's burden. That is what the church is made for. Galatians 6 verse 1. You must learn. We must learn. It must be. That is why it's called a body. You are not here to, you are not here just for yourself. You are here for your brother. So you must be less selfish. Amen. Praise God, brethren. Galatians 6, verse 1. Brethren, look at your Bible. Open everything, please. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, you which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering yourself, lest thou also be tempted. Verse 2. Want to go, everybody? Yes. Fear ye. Come on, somebody's not there. Galatians 6, verse 2. Want to go? Yes, sirs. Bear ye one another's body, and so fulfill the law. Right? Again, read for me. Thank you. Bear ye one another's body, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Hallelujah. So, yes, we speak about our life, but we are also not selfish in our speaking. This family is given to us of God to practice love, to practice the things of the Spirit. So as you pray for yourself during the week, as you speak God's word, learn also to say, Pastor lives in good health and prosperity. Give utterance, all round. Pray for your pastor. Utterance is given unto him. Hallelujah. You say, in the name of Jesus, Sister Buki, you remain zealous in the things of God. You learn to put your brethren in prayers. Your business prospers. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You pray for everyone and good jobs comes your way. Pray for Kevin. You see more people come and carry iron. Amen. You put your brethren in your words. That's you now this week. Now I didn't say in your tongues, though, in your words. In your words. Don't say I'm praying in tongues. Don't in tongues, you edify yourself with the edification, you edify somebody. Don't be lazy. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, pray in tongues for 1 minute, everybody. Just pray in tongues. Kanti, man. Sabati, Randel, Kalati, Kabalabalabala, Postiga, Banti, Kamanti, Jegilanti, Kavalik, Rasita, Pata, Tate, Kelebo, 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 Jegeli, Mazati, Zati, Kona, Sobi, Kepi, Lari, Kante, Maka, Pala, Tasta, Shagagata, Katadate, Kerimana, 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 Kata, Yedipasina, Ponlia, Rosaka, Yegantima, Robilia, Antolima, Lando, Sotoba, Kanto, Malawa, Shata, Lamana, Makata. Hallelujah. See, I learned to value my brother. Say, Christianity is not about me. My family, my wife, my job, it's not just about you. That's what that writer of Ecclesiastes is saying when he's saying to, is it plural or proverb? Say, when two shall lie together, they will have, it's not talking, you know, people, the only thing they see there is what? It's whatever. It's about unity. Coming together to make things happen. It's same James 5:17. Amen, amen. You pray, you put your bread rather than complain, you put them in prayer. You say, Brother Tolu, you become more zealous in things of God. Strength is yours. You say it. You are more prompt in the things of God. Once it's about us, nothing is impossible. Write that down. Once it's not about individuals, once it's about us, once it's a collective thing, nothing is impossible. Ha, yeah, yeah, yeah. Nothing. Once it's not about self, once it's about us, nothing will be impossible. Miracles will flow. We will send miracles our ways. So don't have dull days. You speak for yourself. You speak over your church. You speak and you don't give up. You speak until your joy is full. You speak until the weary is encouraged. You speak and you don't stop. You speak until the downcasted is encouraged. You speak until no one is sick among us. Hallelujah. Praise God. Say, I'm spontaneous in my speaking, not only for myself, but for my brother. Hallelujah. Pray in tongues, everybody. See, I'm spontaneous in my speaking. Come on. Kalas tegevite. Komate volan. Keras. Kalas. Kobate tate. I am spontaneous in my speaking. Not just for myself, but for my brother. From my brother. Kele masege vile mashata bala kataba kata. Ke stoko popo takata tete. We will learn to practice it so much today. You will put tangible words. Your words are tangible. Your word makes tangible things to happen. You learn to put people in prayer. You make it clear. You make it distinct. You flow in the things of God. You flow in the things of God. You are perfect in your understanding. You increase in the knowledge of Christ. There's no sitting that comes across your way. You speak and you don't stop. You speak and you don't give up. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Are you speaking? Like I told you, when you speak over your body, don't see it as you are praying to God for God to attend to your body. You are the one repairing your body with your words. It's direct. If you will say to this mountain, not if you beg God to help you say to a mountain, no, you speak to the mountain. You are direct. If you say nothing, you will see nothing. If you say nothing, you will just be controlled, paid around with time and chance. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Kalamate, Shate, Cleriase, Clarota, Caviosa, Kefiose, Yekilianta, Kelimate, Kalamato, Zavolta, Keralewo, Somiante, Malian, Bantanmanash, Yelego, Toto, Liketo, La Rasata, Miketo, Limagye, Kevinta, Yeleba, good things alone comes my way, good things alone comes the way of my brother. You say it. That is the attitude of the miraculous. That is the attitude of the man that operates the power of God. That is the attitude. It's not about yourself. You are not selfish. That's what I'm saying. You are not selfish. There are lots of things to do in the Bible. So it cannot be all for you. You can't be praying for yourself that I will be blind, I will be healed, I will be lame, I will walk, I will know. The lambs are out there. It's not you. So you learn to value others. You learn to have compassion. Have you spent all night because of somebody, not because of you? Have you spent all night praying for somebody? Praying for somebody. Making God power available for somebody. In this church, we'll be less selfish in our speaking. We'll not be serving in our speaking. We make power available for our brothers, for the brethren. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't worry. When we are done with service, do this much more. Good morning, everybody. How are you doing? Okay, try and greet one.